That might have been the dumbest final drive in this stadium in history. Like, I get you're leaving your first ting offense in there against our second string defense. You only had 160 yards until we put the second string in. I get it.
Thank you for attending today's game. Money Line Football is back here at Beach Memorial Stadium against Maryland for our Military Appreciation Day on Saturday, November 15th.
I get it.
Fans, please make sure you're leaving Beach Memorial Stadium safely. If you're buzzed or intoxicated, make the right call and have a plan to get home without getting behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. It's not a game.
But the timeouts, like the timeouts were so, like, come on. Shiano, like, I get you want to get some confidence for your, but you're down 35-13. Just finish the game, please. If you can score, you can score. But, like, burning timeouts, and like, it's just so annoying. The game is over. We have said the game is over.
Please wait until the post-game countdown clock on the ends to enter the field.
So loud.
All fans will need to enter the field.
It's just so loud.
107, 108, 109, 123, 124, and 125. Once again, the post-game family huddle will begin after the post-game countdown clock on the video board ends.
Okay, thanks. Dynamite. We're going to sing.
Hail to the orange, hail to the blue, hail alma mater, ever so true. We love no other, so let our motto be victory.
It's just so annoying of, like, the game's over. I get it. Practice some plays. But this whole, like, oh, we're going to cut it to 35-20 with 3 seconds. Just relax. Just accept it. Like, I'm okay with teams running plays, right? I'm okay keeping the first string. I'm okay if they want to keep their first string in against our second string and get them a confidence drive. I get it. But, like, playing it like you're going to tie the game is just too much for me. Like, relax, okay? Just chill. Chill. Okay. So, yeah, this was needed. This was necessary. This was good performance by the defense. I'd say that the offense, I would say that it does, like, I don't know, it does meet that we have to have a performance like this to snap the season back into shape. You know, we'll now have 3 games where we're favored by 12 or more. Take care of business in those 3. Get 9 wins. Fantastic season. Vegas had it 7.5. We're at 6 with 3 games left. So, you know, just a solid performance. I would say the defense probably maybe even played a little better than the offense. Look, a game where we're negative in turnovers. The turnovers still haven't shown up for us. It's been... oh, good Lord. When's the last time we got a turnover? Oh, I don't want to do that math. But you know, two interceptions on the season. We're not having any turnover luck, and yet we're 6-3. Going to a bowl again. Rolling forward, taking care of business at home. Yeah, I wrote last night that... Oh, I got to pause that thought. There's a new video board and sound system. Again, I go to every game. I've been in every stadium. Nobody has this, like, single point of massive noise in their stadiums. We're fixing that, right? Like, we're not doing this, like, it's too loud. People give up their tickets in the horseshoe because the speakers are so incredibly loud. Like, just want to make sure everybody's aware that this is an issue. Everyone knows it's not just me complaining. Everyone knows that, like, our speakers are known throughout the Big Ten as being dumb, right? Just making sure that's out there. Everyone knows. We're going to figure it out. I have confidence. We're gonna have a better sound system. It better be an improvement. We're not going to turn the volume up to 763. We understand. Everybody's get it? We got everybody shaking their head? Good. All right, we're good. Back to football. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Better defense than offense. Offense was fine. I like the calls going for, you know, we could have gotten 0 points, but we got 14 on those two fourth and goals. It was just a very controlled game. Turnovers aren't happening. We're actually negative in turnovers. That's where it was. You know, if you're minus one in turnovers, it's something like you lose 67% of the time. We were...
Okay.
You know, I just want to note, I don't think this thing worked. Like, the idea was... If they let fans come on the field in a designated time, you know, there are ushers holding ropes to keep the fans within that. They were like, if we do that, then people won't rush the field. Students are in 101 and 102 now. Students are going to rush the field every time they have an availability. Like this, I like the thing, but let's just admit that this is not preventing field rushes. Anyway, look at me. Look at me, after a win, I'm sitting here like, oh, God. Club Memorial Stadium again, and it's just so loud. It's loud, right? Everyone knows it's loud, right? It's so loud. I'm so old. I am a 52-year-old man, like, it's too loud! But it's so loud. Like, what happens if that's just, like, you know, it's right now at like 9.7. What if the volume's just at 6? You know? There's still music. You can still hear it. But people could have a conversation and talk. And like they could talk to each other. What if we just tried it? What if we just tried it? Just tried it one time. Like, take the little dial and like, let's try it at a 6. What happens then? Should I stick around to see if, like, you know, like, the band's trying to, there are bands on in the field, but they can't leave because of the fan thing, and then the fans, remember, almost got run over last time, and the band just, like, we gotta leave, we're doing it anyway. Then they tell everybody to go out the tunnel, and the band's going up the tunnel. Oh, so old. You always think you're not going to be old, right? You always think like, I'll be logical when I get older, and I won't be like crabby and grumpy. It's too loud. Look, the people are having fun after a line I win. People are taking photos on the field. Love it for the kids. Love that, you know, it attaches people to the program. I love it. It's just... Let's just all be honest that it's not preventing field rushes. And the music's too loud. So yeah, this was great. This was great. You know, if we do go 9-3, we will look back on this season and say we had three chances. Let's say this: four chances to go 2-2 and make the playoff, and we went 1-3. We beat USC, but we lost to Washington, Indiana, Ohio State. And that's just how it will come out. If we lose a couple of these, well, we can talk about it. But that's where we're at now. Okay, see how the song is fading out at the end? What if it was just that volume all the time? Okay, what if we just leave it right now? Just no music. Just a nice, everyone enjoying the field. Look at them all. Look, they're enjoying the field. Some guy walked over. They probably shouldn't be ringing that bell, but they are. It's just a nice kind of thing. Oh, got an usher hovering. Yeah, maybe kids don't play with the military's thing. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just climbing up there. Oh, now everybody's lining up to do it. Oh, boy. Oh, man, now more kids. Yep. Nobody's going to, yep. And let's get some of the military guys to, like, come out in uniform and be like, you know. Oh, now they're wandering over to the, like, the cannon thing. What is that thing? A howitzer? Yeah, maybe don't hit a button on that one. Okay, just a little FYI here. Just a little note. And a note to the DIA. If you're going to let fans of the field, don't let the kids get up next to the howitzer. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, they're taking pictures. Oh, dear Lord. Okay, look, there's 77 people in security things on the field. Maybe get them away from the buttons on the howitzer. Is that a howitzer? I'm going to Google while we're doing this. Yep, and now they're all just hitting the bell. Oh, this is just chaos, folks. Band is still trying to leave. Oh. Oh, we got to stop Illinois-ing these moments. Oh, my God. People climbing up on the bell. Oh, good Lord. Yes, it's a howitzer. Okay. Yes. Note to the military guys that have the howitzer on the field. You probably, since it's like active and they're hitting buttons and they can fire the thing during the game, I know there's blanks in it, but maybe put somebody by it when the fans are on the field, because there are children climbing on the howitzer. Repeating, children climbing on the howitzer. Oh, now there's like 70 people around the bell. Oh, boy. The band is just singing, trying to get... Oh, my gosh. Oh. Robert, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a play-by-play guy for the post game, where I just sit in a chair and I describe what's happening on the field. That's what I do. Oh. Band can finally get lined up. They're using the ropes to get the people off the field. Anyway, oh, football. Oh, you tuned into from the stands for the football side of things, not for my thoughts on loud music and a bunch of kids ringing a bell and climbing on a howitzer that's active. My thoughts. Oh, I already gave them. Yeah, needed it. A nice, comfortable win. Take care of business. Chiano in year 6 is not near Bielema in year 5. We have a program, and we have done a lot of work to be at a spot where we can talk about really good bowl games and have seasons where, if it goes your way, playoff is maybe a possibility. If it doesn't go your way, 9-3 is still there. So beat Maryland, beat Wisconsin, beat Northwestern. Go 9-3. Take care of business against nobody's at home. Not something we do very often. 35-3 win, or 35-13 win. Good job all around. Go Illini.